Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got charges on my credit card from Buy Sharp Gadgets, and I have no idea what this is.
Give me one moment. All right. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
8848 Old Richmond Road, Keeling, Virginia, 24566.
And what is that first and last name?
Daniel and or Linda Tickle, T as in Tom, ICKLE.
All right, Ed. Just to make sure, you said 8848 Old Richmond Road.
That's correct.
So I do see here that back on January the 6th of 2021, you ordered the smartwatch with insurance on seven with shipping insurance on $792 and a 1 year warranty with Hype Pods for $1,894.
I didn't order no such a thing.
So you don't recall ordering a smartwatch?
No.
For $792?
No.
Is there anyone in your house that could have ordered these?
My wife, me and my wife only. But there's another charge. There's another charge on here for $59.
Yes, sir. So it looks like whoever ordered this product, their trial ended on February the 10th of 2000. I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah, it looks like their trial ended on February the 9th. But I do want to make you aware that a trial is... you test the product out for a certain amount of days. Most of the time, it's just 14 days. And once that trial ends, you will then pay for the product and then enroll into an auto ship program to receive, it's not an auto ship program for these products. It's just a one-time charge. But I do want to make you aware that we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, you don't recall making the charge of $792?
No.
Okay.
Let me find this on my card, February the 10th. Buy Sharp Gadgets charged me $59.97. Plus that $792.
All right, give me one moment. Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to hear a brief silence, and then you're going to hear some elevator music, okay? I'll be sending you to my fraud department right in a few seconds.
I didn't understand what you said, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said just bear with me for one moment. I'm going to send you to my fraud department.
Well... We just changed credit cards because of fraud. We just got a new credit card from Discover because of the fraud. I just received new cards in the last couple of 3 days.
All right, let's see. So we're going to try to see if we can get back that $1,894 and $792 for you, okay?
$59.82. I think it's one of them.
$59.97. That was taken from your bank. Yeah, they blacklisted your account and put you in chargeback. So the $59.97, your bank took that from us And if you don't have that in your account, then that means they took that from you as well. So
well,
the only things that we have capability of getting is that 1894 and 792.
Well, on my statement, my credit card statement, it says buy a Sharp Gadgets security dispute. They took $59.97 off my account, so evidently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what happened was you filed a dispute with your credit card company, and they read the terms and conditions, and they saw that it was a trial, so they probably thought that you placed that order because the address that it was sent to was the address that you told me. So after they read the terms and conditions, they saw that what I just explained to you was there, and that's why they took that money back out of your account.
Okay.
Yeah, they sided with the company.
Okay. All right, well, I guess it'll be taken care of then, right?
I mean, you, since you stated that you didn't make this you didn't make these charges, I want to at least try to help to give you that $18.94 and the $7.92 back.
Well, why? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. You're saying, I mean, not necessarily you, but y'all are saying that that order was placed from someone in this household. Is that correct?
Yeah, because that's the address that you just gave me.
I mean, somebody in this household literally called or contacted by Sharp Gadgets.
I say it's either that or a neighbor of yours or someone that you know that knows where your address is placed that order and got to that mailbox before you could.
Well, my point being is I don't know anything about Buy Sharp Gadgets, not nothing.
Yes, sir. That's why I was saying if you were able to contact us before your bank, then we would have got you everything back instead of your bank taking that money from you and assuming that you were the one that made the purchase and taking it back.
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand how.
So, yeah, that's why I said I was going to send you to my fraud department so they can give you back that $18.94 and $7.92.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.